in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Truck is moving fast. You ain't gonna say, hey, hold it. Don't run into the street. Right? You gonna be beside yourself. Hey! Oh, let's get yourself out of that street. Well, see, sometimes when it's critical mass, God's got to shout at you. God's got to say, hey, come on, consider your ways. See, I'm about to bust the move, and I need you positioned right. I don't want you left out of the move. I want you to be reset. I want you to be awakened. This is a great awakening. Wake up. Amen. Get yourself, shake yourself from the dust. Amen. Face these things that we are facing, but face them with faith, not fear. God is the same. He's not changed. God is for us. He's on our side. There are more for us than that are against us. But your soul has to prosper. You have to believe these things. You have to see these things. You have to say these things. So here, the people heard this and it jerked the slack out. Verse 14, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did the work of the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. So there was a stirring. God was getting ready to reset something. Let's go to chapter 2. Verse 3 says, Now, God has already said, consider your ways. I want to do something. It's a new season. A new beginning. Reset that odometer on your car. Take it back to zero. We're going to start another trip. Come on, we're going to go on another journey here. Forget about the past. Forgetting those things that are behind. And reaching forth to those things that are before. Come on, tell somebody, I press toward the mark for a prize of a high calling. We're going toward another mark. Amen. We're forgetting those things that are behind. Get rid of that residue. Get rid of that cloud that's over your head about what happened. That's the past now. Let the past be the past. God is moving in a new way. God is still on the throne. God is saying it's time to reset. Amen. Time to readjust. Time to keep your eye on the prize. Time to move forward. Time to move from where you were. We're not going back to where we were. A man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom. Tell somebody, keep your eye on the prize. Stop worrying about what's behind you. That's behind you now. The Christ is before you now. Verse 3, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Wow. You know, before this whole COVID thing was released, there was a lot of things going on church-wise all over the world. But God suffered it and allowed it. And now we're looking at something now in comparison. It's like, whoa. But tell somebody, you ain't seen nothing yet. See, the reset, let me see, I got it written down here. Or let me say it this way, the setback was so that God could bring about the reset. To bring about your comeback. Come on, that's what it's all about. It's like that child running out in the street. God had to say some stuff loud. Some stuff that's never happened before. But it's got the attention now. People are serious now. And here, God stirred up the spirit of Haggai and Zechariah and Zerubbabel and the governor of Judah, and he asked, who saw the house before in its glory? How do you compare it to it now? And verse 4 says, yet now, even though it's in comparison nothing, he says, yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. If God is for you, he's more than the world against you. When your soul is truly prospering, you know that you and God alone are a majority. That all resources come from the source. So you don't have to be brown nosing. You have to be out there just trying to please people and, you know, make friends, be friendly, all that. But that's not your source. That may be a resource, but your source is God. See, your relationship to God, how that intimacy with God is when you're really intimate with God, there's an overflow that comes, and it's a river that flows out of you into environment, and people will take a liking to you. People will want to help you. People will want to favor you. But that's not how good you look. If they want to help you just for that, then they got the wrong motives. No, it's because of the character. It's because of the overflow. God is making them. God is touching them. People that may not even like you want to do stuff for you. Want to support what you do. They don't even like you. They don't even believe in God. But that overflow. Where? Your intimacy with God. You're connected to your source. Out of the source comes the resources. So, in verse number 4. Yet now be strong. Tell somebody, be strong.
Be strong.
The Lord is with you. Come on, say it again. The Lord is with you. Verse 5, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Fear ye not. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Kavod. He's not just talking about filling the house with a mist. That's fine. You know, over the temple, when God would come, there would be a Shekinah that was visible. That's wonderful. Amen. But not just that. The kavod. God says, I'm going to fill my house with glory. And look that word up, kavod, kavod. In the Old Testament, look it up in the Hebrew, and you'll see. It has a whole lot of meaning. Let me give you one that's very practical. God wants to make you heavy with goods. Amen. Amen. In other words, he wants you to become a resource. Amen. 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 Come on. God wants you to become the lender and not the borrower. Amen. Come on, God, listen to me. I said, your mind's got to be renewed. God wants you to be the head and not the tail. His purpose for you is to be above only and not beneath. First and not last. It's not a pride thing. It's a thing where your generosity, where you can exemplify God's generosity through your life. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. Now look these words up. Now the King James, you know, we read the King James, and the King James will suffice. But a lot of the King James language is King James, is Old English, is not the Hebrew. Amen, amen. There's much deeper meaning. That word desire, all the desire of nations, people, they just desire to come. No, the desire of nation is talking about their wealth. See, God has a plan. There's a glory coming back to his house. I tell you right now, there are people probably working the night shift right now. Amen. Working their fingers to the bone. Amen. But they don't love God. They don't care nothing about God. Amen. And I'm not being critical of them, but this is just the way that it is. They're working, but they're laying up wealth for the righteous. It's the word of God. It's not a matter of stealing or taking or unjust. No, God says the sinner, I will have the sinner, those that don't honor me, they will work and they will lay up wealth for the righteous. That, listen, you can't be lazy, but God says, I'm going to give you stuff you didn't work for. I'm going to give you stuff you weren't educated enough to get. I'm going to put you in a position you don't have the education for. I'm going to put you there. When somebody else that's overly qualified won't get there because they're not serving me. This is the blessing of the Lord for the covenant people of God. Amen. But your mind's got to be renewed to this. You don't need all those, amen, names after your name or before your name. Nothing wrong with it, but that's not going to get you there. It's God that's got to get you there. Promotion does not come from education. Thank God for education. Don't get me wrong. Education, get educated. Don't be dummy. Don't be a dummy. Hey, don't be a dummy. Be able to hold a conversation. You know, learn your craft. Excel in what you do. Learn. So don't misunderstand me. But at the end of the day, it's God that gives the promotion. It's not where your head is all the time. It's where your heart is. But get your head in the right place. Zechariah chapter 4. Tell somebody there's a glory that's coming. Okay, I got a little bit of time here. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Now, Zerubbabel is talking with an angel. In verse number 5, it says, then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Verse 6 says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda,
an agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.